Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Meet multiple employers and training providers from various industries at the annual Kenai Peninsula Job and Career Fair on Wednesday, April 16th. Business Connection Specialist for the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Kate Cooper, says that it's open to all ages and will host not only career opportunities statewide, but nationwide.
And we also offer some different opportunities for not just careers, but getting some training for those careers. So we're going to have lots of different local businesses, as well as some of our United States government, Navy, National Guard. Those folks will be there to represent as well, to show what opportunities are available in Kenai as well as nationwide.
Cooper recommends bringing copies of your resume and dressing for potential interviews. However, if you don't have a resume, she says individuals can swing by the Kenai Alaska Job Center before going to the fair. It will occur at Old Cars Mall on Kenai Spur Highway in Kenai from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. Don't miss the chance to discover apprenticeship and training opportunities, explore Alaska's high-growth job market, and see where you fit in. For more information about this community event, job-seeking workshops, or other Peninsula Job Center services, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Missing 83-year-old Sedovia resident Roger Wallen was found deceased in his car after search and rescue efforts led the dive team to a submerged vehicle near Sedovia Pier. Last Monday, the Sedovia VPSO notified Alaska State Troopers that Wallen was missing. The VPSO and Sedovia residents then began searching the community. The following day, search team members located a vehicle that appeared to be Wallen's, submerged in approximately 30 feet of water near the Sedovia Pier. Troopers began working to deploy a dive team to Sedovia to determine if Wallen was in the submerged vehicle. On Wednesday, volunteers from the Alaska Dive Search, Rescue, and Recovery Team were able to dive and inspect the submerged vehicle and located Wallen deceased inside. Efforts to recover the vehicle are ongoing, and next of kin have been notified. Days after Anchorage School District principals notified 185 staff members that their positions will be cut next year absent a state funding boost, it's become clear that many of those cuts could end or reduce more than a half of the district's high school choir programs. The school district is not able to provide a full list of affected positions, saying the decisions were left up to individual school principals. But starting late last week, with the district citing continued uncertainty in the Alaska legislature, principals began notifying their individual staff that their positions could be eliminated. And they've had time to reapply for vacant positions at another school in the district. As that process played out, choir teachers noticed that many of their programs were slated to be slashed or reduced. Cuts planned by individual ASD principals have effectively put choir programs in jeopardy at five of the district's eight high schools. Eagle River and Betty Davis East would both lose their lone choir director, effectively shuttering their programs, while another two high schools, Service and Diamond, will cut their classes in half and share a choir teacher between them, teachers said this week. West High School will shrink its choir class from 5 to 4, reducing the hours of its previously full-time choir teacher. It has taken days for the school district itself to get a clear picture of the overall potential impacts of the displacements. On Monday, district spokesperson Corey Allen Young said that the number of displaced employees was estimated at several hundred, though it would be offset by retiring and resigning teachers. On Wednesday, the district revised the number to 185 displaced positions after collecting exact totals from each school. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSR News.